It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 11th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Baseball, with its passion for tradition, is higher tech than you think. Major League Baseball is now working with the wireless engineering company Qualcomm to make sure that fans can use their smartphones intensively while at the stadium, supposedly watching a game. And there's been much work over the last decade to ensure that things go smoothly if people pay to watch games online. MLB.com CEO Bob Bowman says things were different in the early herky-jerky days of streaming.
Well, way back when, in 2002, when we first started streaming, that's exactly what our fans got, was herky-jerky, buffering, dark minutes, and things like that. And they were paying subscriptions, so they weren't really happy about it. But starting in 2003, and then really in 2005 and 6, when we made breakthroughs, we basically built a player that can deliver true high def, will automatically sense the speed with which you can, your computer, your cell phone, or whatever it may be now, your tablet, your connected device, can receive the bits coming through the through that stream, and will slow down the speed or speed up the speed depending on how much throughput you have.
And it's got to be pretty high def, because that's a little tiny white ball.
True high def. And so if you put it on a 64-inch screen at your home, if you have connected LG, it will look just like a high-def game that you'd get through the satellite or through your cable operator.
Now, I get people watching a game on a big screen or even a tablet, iPad, but a phone? Really? Folks do?
Absolutely. They may only have 5 minutes. They may be waiting for an elevator, waiting in the car for their child at school or church or synagogue. And so we got to be on every device that they might pull out. And that's the only way you can be relevant, is if they pull out their iPhone or their Samsung. They have a connected device or an Xbox or PS3. You got to be there, too.
What do you do in the off season then?
As the old saying goes, there's really not an off season in baseball. We do really two things in the off season. One is we retool and rebuild and plan, but also we do streaming for a number of third parties. We manage the back end for a lot of live content. And the reason we do that is we built a pretty big footprint, 2,500 games a year, 3 hours each. That's 7,500 live hours. And when you build a footprint capable of handling that kind of traffic, you can hopefully manage other people's back end too. It's a complicated business. Way back when, David, we captured it in one browser system called Windows on one device called a desktop. That one little system has now blossomed to 3,000.
So it's possible that if I'm watching, dare I say it, a basketball game, your technology is helping?
Well, it could be if you're watching on ESPN, which is a partner of ours. Every league sort of sticks to their own knitting, but we manage the back end, like for ESPN and for CBS in some cases. And so if you're watching some of their events, we might be managing the live content on the digital device.
Bob Bowman, President and CEO of MLB Advanced Media. Mr. Bowman, thank you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. And by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
And researchers at the UC Berkeley School of Information think the computer passwords of the future might be all in your head. They took a cheap headset that monitors brainwaves and showed that just thinking about certain things like swinging a golf club or the melody of a favorite song makes reproducible brainwave patterns that are unique enough to make them useful for digital authentication. It could play out this way. My password thought for my email is the Game of Thrones theme song. No, wait, it was doing scrimshaw. Was that it? I forget. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.